Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on the Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners, on this day. Today is Friday. Friday is considered a holiday in Islam, and because of that, we would like to offer our congratulations to our listeners on this most auspicious and blessed day. You know, a lot of beautiful hadiths have been mentioned regarding the virtue of this day of the week. For example, in one hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is very beautiful hadith and alludes to the virtue of this day. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Treat your families to some fruits every Friday, so that they rejoice on Fridays." Okay? In other words, it's necessary to at least on Fridays, if one is not able to, bless, or to grant, this gift to a person, to your family members every day of the week. But, at least every on one day, Friday, it's necessary, to give your family some treat, take them out, give them some fruits, so that they feel that this is a special day, they rejoice, and the burden which they feel, throughout the week is alleviated by this happiness that they feel on this blessed day. In another beautiful hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Friday is the chief of all days, and deemed greater by Allah the Exalted than the day of Eid al-Adha and the day of Eid al-Fitr." Very beautiful hadith. And in another hadith, the Prophet said, "Friday is a worshipping day, so spend it in worshipping Allah the Mighty, the Sublime." We have a surah in the Holy Quran called Surah Jummah, the surah of Friday. In this beautiful surah, God Almighty kind of alludes to this. He says that, on Friday, you should leave business transactions when the call for the Friday prayer is given. Rush to the Friday prayer and, worship Allah in this. There are also many hadiths which refer to the fact that a good deed performed on Friday has double reward. For example, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Good and evil are given double the requital on Friday." And again, Imam Baqir said, "The charity," this is a particular hadith regarding the virtue of charity, in particular on Friday. The Imam said, "The charity given on Friday is considered double because of the superiority of Friday over other days." Right, so the good deeds that we do on Friday, the reward that we will get from them are doubled in comparison to the days if we would have done them on other days. There are a number of etiquettes regarding Friday. There's the ghusl al-jummah, the bath on Friday. There's also the cutting of nails on Friday. There's a lot of, etiquettes which have been mentioned in the book of Islamic etiquettes and the books of jurisprudence as well. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of the day of Friday in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.